Talking Puck Podcast back on the air here. Tom Callahan, Jay Levin. Jay, as we come into tonight, Monday night, a couple of big games on the horizon. Game 6, Nashville and Anaheim. Game 7, St. Louis and Chicago. Everybody else is decided. We know Dallas and San Jose in the West, and now all four in the East. The Islanders against Tampa Bay in the next round, and the Capitals and the Penguins. Where do you want to start?
Holy cow, what a difference a week makes in both of these series, huh? I mean, just a week ago, Nashville is coming home up 2-0. You know, just last Tuesday night, St. Louis was sitting there up 3-1. I mean, wow. Both of those series seem to have changed in a heartbeat. Let's take a real quick look at Game 7 first, so then we've got more time to kind of dive into the Preds-Ducks Game 6 at the end. I mean, boy, this series between St. Louis and Chicago has been a lot of fun to watch. And I can't wait to see what they've got up their sleeves here for Game 7.
You know, I look at Chicago kind of, honestly, the Blues looked like they were going to take the series, and even I thought to myself, well, this is the year Ken Hitchcock gets it done. Chicago, maybe, you know, injuries and cap considerations and all this has finally caught up with them. And then Chicago turns back into Chicago halfway through the series. And it seems like Chicago, and not only Chicago, but every team that goes on to win the Stanley Cup has that one series that is tough. They have to either come from behind in a game or in the series. It kind of makes everybody coalesce and get together, and then they go on a crazy run. I thought the Blues were going to knock Chicago out as recently as 4 days ago. Now it looks like this is what Chicago does when they put it together and run all the way to the Cup.
Yeah, I mean, it sure seems like Chicago's the heavy favorite in Game 7 tonight, even though the game is being played in St. Louis. But, you know, basically Chicago's best players have been its best players here the last couple of games. I mean, Patrick Kane took over overtime there. I mean, that shift in Game 5 before he scored the game winner, that's about as dominating an overtime shift as I've seen in a long time. I mean, he had two grade-A scoring chances before he finally put the puck in the net on his third one. I mean, that just, he kind of just said, guys, jump on my back, I'm winning this game. And looking forward to switching series, that's something that the Nashville Predators need to happen tonight in their game against Anaheim.
I look at the Preds coming into this game here this evening, and after being up 2-0 in the series, coming home, not winning either of those two games, Anaheim's good. I think people have kind of almost forgotten. They just expected, you know, the Nashville side to go blowing through this. Anaheim was the best team in the NHL in the second half of the regular season. They're a very good hockey team, and you're just not going to roll through them. Changing to Frederik Andersen was a great move for the Ducks because Gibson did not look all that good in the first couple of games. They're getting the saves they need at the right times right now, and I think that has really allowed Anaheim. I think they're playing with more confidence because of it. They look like a different hockey club because they know their goalie is going to give them the save they need.
Well, not to take anything away from Frederik Andersen, he's made all the saves you can ask him to make. But Nashville has not put a ton of pressure on him. They've kind of made it easy on him to get into this series. Games 1 and 2, I thought that Nashville created more scoring chances than the Predators have in games 3 through 5 combined. That's why I think tonight Nashville needs its top players to really step up and carry the load. It needs Philip Forsberg, Ryan Johansson. It needs James Neal. Like, those three guys up front have to really step up and be huge difference makers. I think Forsberg's been pretty good throughout this series. Johansson and Neal, I think, have been a lot quieter than you need to get through this series.
Well, and the flip side of that coin is, I mean, Jay, you talk about letting him ease into the series for games 3 and 4. They certainly didn't in game 5. I felt like Andersen really had to stand on his head, and the Preds did put some good scoring chances together, some excellent ones, in fact, and he was able to keep him out of the net. And I really believe that is the difference, the confidence that all of a sudden Anaheim has kind of found that once again after being down. Now, that's not to say that Nashville can't come back in the series, but you're right. You need all those big names, Weber and Yossi on that top pair. Then you need the other guys. You need Forsberg to break through and be able to put something in. I don't know if Craig Smith is going tonight. I think it's kind of a feint. I don't necessarily think you'll see him. But even that said, I mean, there's a ton of other guys out there who can and should be the difference makers for Nashville, and they just haven't been in the last couple of games.
The other thing I'm looking for in this series is what coaching moves does Peter Laviolette and his staff make for tonight. I mean, all we've heard is Johansson and Neil haven't been able to get going because of the performance that the Kessler line has done checking them. Well, Nashville's back home now. You've got the last change. How does the Predators coaching staff utilize that to get the matchups, to get Johansson away from Kessler? And quite honestly, how does when he doesn't have the favorable matchup, how does Johansson fight through it and still be able to put up production even though he's going up against a guy like Kessler? Those are things I really want to look for and see how those play out tonight.
And the X factor in all of this for me, and of course I like to go back to my goaltenders, but Pekka Rinne has to steal this game tonight, I think, for Nashville. He's got to just be solid out there and say, guys, get me one, maybe two, and I'll win you this game. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Talking Puck, Game 7 between the Hawks and the Blues tonight, Game 6, Preds and Ducks on the schedule. Who'll win? Well, guess we'll just have to wait and find out.